Thank you very much, Mike Pomp. And joining us here, like he does every Wednesday morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. And Jeff, before we even begin, I know that the U.S. Marshal Service has a brotherhood. Congratulations on the capture by the U.S. Marshals of those folks that fled the jail in Alabama and got caught. As soon as I heard last week that it got put over to the U.S. Marshal Service, I said, they're going to get them.
It absolutely was. And that was a big catch for them. I know they were working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week since they walked out of that jail. And that was definitely a high priority case. I know they, like I said, they were tracking them all around. And fortunately, it came to an end in Evansville, Indiana yesterday, or 2 days ago now. And unfortunate ending the way it did happen with Vicky White.
I know.
Casey White is back in custody where he needs to be. So that's it's one of those things, love does strange things, and apparently in that case, it definitely went the wrong way.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that case.
But excellent. Now, and we did actually had a fugitive of the week from the end of April that we got some help from the folks in Maine.
Yes, we did. That was Matthew Stevenson. We had featured him back on April 27th.
Yes.
And then we had updated that poster on May 3rd, adding a $500 reward for information. We had already been receiving a lot of tips for Mr. Stevenson. He was wanted on a couple of warrants. Manchester Police Department wanted him for, it was a strong-arm robbery. And then Portsmouth Police Department wanted him for 7 counts of assault, criminal trespass, and a breach of bail warrant. So pretty serious case, with all these things. We knew he was in possession of a firearm. So we kind of prioritized this case in New Hampshire as well. A lot of tips coming in, like I said, pointing to Rochester and then pointing over to Shapley, Maine. We're going to look at a place yesterday, just a few of us, and happened to drive by, and everything matched to the tipster, exactly what the tipster said. Turned around and went by it again, and lo and behold, we see Mr. Stevenson standing out there. So had to call for some extra help based on the fact that he had a gun, and
Right.
We were able to take him into custody really quickly, really simply. He surrendered right to us, and no issues, no problem, and he was taken off to the York County Jail, where he'll be sitting until he comes back to New Hampshire.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I think he was labeled armed and dangerous.
He absolutely was.
Yeah.
You know, during that assault in Portsmouth on video, there was a video of him in possession of a handgun, so we did not, want to lower our, train of thinking and what we were dealing with. So we treated him as such. And fortunately, yesterday he did not have a firearm on him. And that bodes well for him in the future that, he's just going to face these charges and not any additional firearm charges. So
nice.
That is a good thing for him.
That is. And I was using armed and dangerous as a nice segue because this week's Fugitive of the Week comes out of the New York area, New York, New Jersey area, and he is labeled armed and dangerous as well.
It seems to be the theme this week. He is definitely labeled armed and dangerous with violent tendencies. He is wanted on a federal arrest warrant for murder with a firearm and violations of the Hobbs Act. The Hobbs Act is a robbery which interferes with interstate commerce. So Mr. Ricardo Ferguson, otherwise known as Juju or R. Maybach, he is a 36-year-old black male. He's 6'2", plus or minus 250 pounds, has brown eyes and either black hair or a shaved bald head, has an unknown tattoo on his left forearm, but all the information we have recently points to Manchester, New Hampshire. He's got a lot of family, friends, and associates in the area, so he's been kind of being hidden out by those people.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to get somebody that knows where we can find Mr. Ricardo Ferguson so we can get him off the street and back into custody and back down in New York to face the ultimate and serious charge, murder with a firearm. So that's, that's top of the barrel for us, and hopefully somebody can do the right thing to help Mr. Ferguson out and help us out.
Right, and again, we talk a lot about, well, maybe if he just does the right thing, but there are some fugitives that you just got to watch out for, and there's even a stronger reason to get him off the street.
Yeah, exactly, and this is one of them. I believe he had a prior homicide charge as well, which might have gotten bled down, but this guy's got a pretty extensive criminal history. You wonder why he's out on the street sometimes, but with these charges, they're allegations. I'm not saying he is the guy
right.
that committed this murder, but
right
now they're allegations, but we have to take these allegations very seriously. We all want to go home at the end of the day, and we want the public to be safe. So That's why he's labeled as armed and dangerous. That's why we're looking for your help. So hopefully somebody can reach out with that little bit of information that we might need.
Great. And how do we reach out if we do have that little bit of information?
Yeah, you can reach out. We have a couple of Deputy U.S. Marshals or Task Force officers assigned to this. We have both Deputy U.S. Marshal Tufts and Special Deputy U.S. Marshal O'Neill assigned to this case, and they can be reached at our main number, 603-225-1632, or go right on the poster, click on the link that says Web Tip. That'll send us an anonymous email, or text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP 411.
That's awesome. It's really that easy, and it'd be great if we could get Mr. Ricardo Ferguson off the streets and off to where he needs to be to just kind of figure out where he's going to go from here.
Yeah, we want to get him back to New York City. Let's get him out of New Hampshire. That's fine with me. I know he's got family and friends here, but he's not the kind of friend we need up here for us.
No, we don't. Exactly. So this is why we do this each and every week. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, I can't thank you enough. And we'll hopefully we'll see what Mr. Ferguson is taken care of before the next time we speak.
That's what I'm hoping, and hopefully we'll have some good news for you. And if not, this is one of those cases that I think they're trying to get some reward money. We might be able to update that poster as well. So we'll see if reward money might help motivate some people to make that phone call or text.
Best of luck, and we're here helping in any way we can. It's the Fugitive of the Week on the Morning Information Center here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.